from Sweetest Friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of a king and how many wives in Palakshim he may have. In the first shiur we saw a slew of kashas, in the second shiur another few kashas, and now we're going to get to the Mahalach based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Hagon HaGadol, Rav David Yitzchak Mann Zatzal. So he writes as follows, V'niru b'zeh behekdim divrei Rambam kan. Shekazashim ha-hosif achasu ba'ala loke. The Rambam writes, if you take one more than 18, the king, and he has bia with her, he gets malchus, the kesef. Mishnah asks, how does the Rambam know that we require bia? Maybe it's just enough that he has kedushim with her, and then he's already mar ben nashim, and he blibes with the tzarechim. Marit discusses this in his kedushim on the Rif, the beginning kedushim, the beginning of Dibur Maschil and Mashakasev, Ayenshin Heitev, it's tzarechim. In the Lecha Mishnah, he writes that Das HaRambam is the dami lisurei kahuna, that it's like isurei kahuna, the kidei shelo poal eino loke, that if a kohen marries a woman asertim but he doesn't have bi'ila, he doesn't have a maisabia, he doesn't get malchus because it says chilul, and chilul is only going to be a violation if there's an actual maisabia. Here also it says there's lo yasser levav, and there's only hasaras halev, that these women are move his heart away from God if he's actually ba'alehim, if he has an actual maisabia, like the Rambam writes later on in Alachavav, lo yamatzo yatz latamid, shouldn't always be by his wives, ala saras libok pidatar shnemar yasser levav. So the hasaras halev, the mashmos of the Rambam is that hasara is talui bibi'ila. When is a woman going to be meiser libo? When he's ba'ala, then she's going to be meiser libo. She's going to remove his heart from Hashem. So that's how the Rambam gets that hosif achas uba'ala. If he actually has bia with her, then he gets malchus. But sof tzarech beard minale le Rambam le midrash kriyav lumed v'zeh chidush din zeh shein esirela bebala. But how does the Rambam know to start learning drushes from psukim, the darshaning psukim, and he says, oh, pasuk says lo yasir levavo, so must be that it's tali basaras halev. Basaras halev is only if there's a ma'isa bia. So you're only over on the iser of taking an extra woman if he is ba'alea. Okay, but the Rambam should be darshan himself from a pasuk. Minale la Rambam. How does the Rambam know that he can? What gives him the rights to do that? What's his source? So it would appear that the source of the Rambam is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chof Aleph, Amid Aleph, the Tanakama holds that the Isser of Lo Yarbe is 18 women. Maybe Yehuda holds Marbe Hulo. No, he can have more than 18. Uvavach Lo Yemesiris Is Libo, provided that they don't move his heart from Hashem. He can have even more than 18. Shimon holds, no, even one was Mesiris Libo Lo Yisen, he shouldn't marry her. Even one bad wife he shouldn't have. And therefore, why does Torah say, if so, why does Torah say, Lo Yarbe Lo Nashim? The Afilu Kavi Gail, even Gishmaka Rebetzin's, Tsnuit Sneosticker Rebetzin's, Beis Yaakov of BJJ, okay? Even such a girl, a pure girl, can't have more than 18 of them. Can't have more than 18. That's Reb Shimon. Again, Tanakama holds 18, it's the limit. Reb Yehuda holds, he can have even more than 18, provided they don't move his heart. And Reb Shimon holds, no. Even one that's going to move his heart, he shouldn't marry. So why does it say, Lo Yarbe Lo Nashim? Afilu Kavi Gal, even good girls. Ve'yensha B'sugis HaGemara, Reb Yehuda Lo Darish Time of the Kro. Reb Yehuda normally doesn't darish in Time of the Kro. Reb Yehuda normally doesn't darish in. The reasons for the Pasuk, he doesn't learn halachas out from the reasons, but here he does. Here he learns a halacha. What halacha does he learn? He learns that he's allowed to have more than 18 because he darshins the time of the krah. The problem is lo yaser asli b'lovava, as long as they're not removing his heart from Hashem. Matam lo yarbe lo nashim. Why shouldn't he have too many women? The lo yaser levavo, in order that his heart shouldn't be moved away from Hashem. In order that his heart shouldn't be moved away from Hashem. But as the heart is going to be moved away from Hashem, he can have more than 18. Reb Shimon normally darshan's time of the Kra. But here he doesn't darshan time of the Kra. Why? Because let the Pasuk just say not to have too many wives. And then I'll understand myself. I'll darshan time of the Kra. Matam lo yarbe mishum de lo yasur. So why then did the Torah have to write lo yasur if we can darshan our own time to crow? The reason for the halacha given in the pasuk. So why does the Torah write it explicitly? And the answer is to tell you that there's something else going on over here. Even one who's going to be Meister Libo, you shouldn't take. But the 18 is limited to 18. So here we can't dash in time at the Krah because the Pasuk tells us Lo Yasur is telling us something else, not even to take one. Who's going to be Meister Libo? And the limit is 18. But that's all Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. But the Gemara is so odd. The Gemara never tells us about Rabbi Tanakama. The Gemara never explains the reason that Tanakama says you're limited to 18. So for this reason, Taisus HaRosh, the Ran, the name of the Yesh Mefarshim, explain that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are arguing a Libra to Tanakama. Gemara only explains the reason of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon because they're arguing a Libra to Tanakama. Tanakama says 18. What does he mean? So Rabbi Yehuda says, you know what he means? Tanakama means he can have even more than 18. Provided they're not made serious libo. Rabbi Shimon says, no, not even one who's made serious libo. And the limit is 18. So I'm going to leave a Tanakama. That's not the opinion of the Rambam. Because the Rambam doesn't bring the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that 18 is only if they're made serious libo. And he doesn't bring Reb Shimon that one of them who's going to be a bad wife is a surah. So you can't say that according to the Rambam that the Rambam's learning that Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon are explaining Tanakama, because he doesn't bring down neither Reb Yehuda nor Reb Shimon. Should have brought down one of them because they're really the parshanim. They're the explicators of the Tanakama, and he doesn't cite either of them. The Yad Ramah writes, the Das Tanakama, the Lo Darshin in time of the Kra. Gan bid the Mefarish Kra Taime. The opinion of the Rambam is, the opinion of Yad Ramah is, that according to the Tanakama, we don't Darshin time of the Kra, even when the Pasuk gives a reason. Even when the Pasuk gives a reason, we don't darshan time of the Kra. So we had in the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda says that we don't darshan time of the Kra, but here the Pasuk gives a reason, so we do darshan time of the Kra. Rabbi Shimon holds, normally we do darshan time of the Kra, and here we don't. And the Rambam and the Tanakhama holds that we normally don't darshan time of the Kra, even when it gives a reason, even here we're not darshaning time of the Kra. And that's like neither of them. But that's not Das HaRambam. Like a Mishnah, Perakim, Mabaloba, Lacha Aleph, Das HaRambam, he, the Hechel, the Mephorish, Hatam, Darshina, Taim, the Kra. The Rambam holds, according to the Lecha Mishnah, that when there's an explicit reason in the Pasuk, we do Darshin, Taim, the Kra. And if that's true, then he should have passed like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, here we have an explicit reason, so we can darshan time of the Kra. So why does the Rambam not pass like Rabbi Yehuda? Doesn't pass like Rabbi Shimon, pass like the Tanakama. Rambam says, no more than 18, like the Tanakama. He doesn't bring down Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon, he passes like the Tanakama. So the explanation is, according to the Lecha Mishnah, very good. That even though Das HaRambam is that when their pasuk is mefarish the tam, you use the tam. But according to the Rambam here, the pasuk is not giving the reason for the pasuk. Dekra de lo yasir levavo lav l'taymasi. It's not coming to give us a reason. El hashmina de tolu bebiya. It's telling us an andre zachen ganzen, something completely different. That it's tolu bebiya. So if the pasuk gives a reason, we dash in time of the Kra. But here we don't dash in time of the Kra, because there is no time of the Kra here. It's 18 straight. That's the number. And we're not giving a reason lest they make his heart go astray to tell you why 18, but to tell you something else, that it's Talui Bibiya, that he has to actually have beer with them. Shirak Bayesh Mishum Asaris Levavo. And that stems with the Lecha Mishnah we saw earlier, that it's Talui and Bia, just like the Isser Kahuna is Talui and Bia. And therefore, if it's Tam Kedushin, there's no Isser. And that's Das Tanakama. And therefore, the Gemara doesn't discuss B'das Tanakama, Linyan Doshina Time Dekra, Lo Doshina Time Dekra. Because Lo Yosu Lefavu L'das Tanakama isn't coming to Darshan Time Dekra, it's coming to tell us something different. Not why the number that the number of 18 is Shalayas or Levavo. No. That it's telling you that the Isser is Talui Bibia. So it's not giving the reason for the 18. It's telling you a din. That it's only Isser if he goes over 18 with Bia. And that's Tam Kiddushin. The Fize Yesh Lachkor. Ima Isser de lo Yar Bikra Bibia. Elishu Tnai Shte Bia Shel Ishus Umishum Achiba Ishto Dafka Ushib Emes Isser Bikidushin Shiaribu Ikumash Kotzakes Mishnah Elishu Tnai Debay Shechagach Bia. So now we have to understand what this Bia is all about. Is Pshat the Lo Yarbe, the Isser of Lo Yarbe is Bibia. However, it has to be a Bia of Ishus, never she has to be his wife in order for him to be over. Or Be'emes, the Isser is B'Kiddushin. The Isser is that he shouldn't have Kiddushin with more than 18, which is Ribui, like the Kesef Mishnah says. But it's a T'nai that with this Kiddushin you have Bia. Remember we saw the Kesef Mishnah before. He said, Kiddushin alone should be enough. Why do you have to have Bia? So what's the gather of the Isser? Is the gather of the Isser B'Bia? But there's a Tanai, there should be Kedushin first. It should be a Bia of Ishus. Or is the gather of the Isser Kedushin? But Tanai, there's Bia. And that's like Tosot and Bov Mitzia, Daf Yiram at Beis, Dibur Masuli, the Gabe Sura Kohuna, Shema Marko Lamash Kosev Lech Mishtakan, Shebeboa Loke Gamal Kedushin, Ain Sham, Vanish Isser Kedushin, Babayan Mel Tanai Lisser. And that's like the Sura Kohuna. That when the man has bia with the woman, he gets a malchus also for the kedushin, because the isser is the kedushin, and the bia is the tanai l'isser. So when he has bia, he gets it for the kedushin. But the isser is the kedushin, and the bia is the tanai l'isser. So is that what we say over here by a melech? And if you want more addresses, you can look at the Pesachei Tshuva and Ebenezer Siman Vav Sif Katan Aleph. Brings in the Ritvan Kedushim Mem Beis Amid Beis, the Rashman Kedushim Samach Zayin Amid Beis, Bechein Betoys Hashem U Beis Deis. Now, Koponim Yesh B'Zeh Machlokas Rishon Abinyan Yisurei Kuhuna. So when it comes to Yisurei Kuhuna, there's in the Machlokas what the Yisur is. Is the Isser the Kedushin, or is the Isser the Bia? Is the Isser Kedushin, the Bia is a Tanai, or is the Isser the Bia and the Kedushin is a Tanai? And according to what the Lecha Mishnah says over here, the Lav of Lo Yarbe is Dami L'Sirei Kahuna. Therefore, Yesh Lachor Lefi Zeh Mao Gedar Isser. What's the Isser of Melech with an extra wife? Is it the Bia, or is it the Kedushin? So this is stage 3 in our very exciting journey through this sugya. And please God, God should give us life and Simchas Chaim and the financial means, and please God, in the next shir we will move forward. We're going to prove this issue, and we are going to continue singing Niflos Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and best beloved.